Good morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Thank you for what you're over throughout this week as we travel.
Amen.
We want to look for a few minutes this morning in 2 Peter chapter 1. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us unto the glory and virtues, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in this world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, brotherly kindness charity. For these things be in you and abound, they make you that you should know to be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we see here, we need to be fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. The
Bible tells us in Proverbs 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
Right.
And then also again in Proverbs 18, verse 15, the heart of the prudent seeketh knowledge, and the ears of the wise give the heart of the prudent giveth knowledge, and the ears of the wise seeketh knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But we see today, in our country, there's a lack of fear of the Lord.
That's right.
In our country today. If this was not true, I don't think we'd be seeing the things that we're seeing today. We're seeing things that I never thought I'd see in my life.
Yeah, right.
And it seemed like every day it just continually worse. And, but for the redeemed, we see in verse 3, according to his divine giving us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. We say in verse 3, the Lord has given us all things needed.
Mm-hmm.
He's given us all things needed to live a life pleasing unto him.
Mm-hmm.
The one that has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The one that paid a debt that I couldn't pay.
Mm-hmm.
The one that suffered and bled and died for my sins.
Mm-hmm.
But it's now risen, and at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. What a blessing.
Amen.
What a blessing. We have an intercessor today to make intercession for us. In verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption to this world through lust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who the one has made it possible for us to receive these promises, for us to be partakers of divine nature. When I think of all the Lord has done for me, not only in salvation, but every day, his washing,
Amen.
The many blessings that he's bestowed upon us, then I think about what did I really do for him in the service of the Lord.
Yeah.
How much time do I waste? How much time do I actually spend in the service of the Lord and the things of him, looking into his word, reading on his word? And often find myself falling short for the distractions of this world. So many different directions. Everybody's pulling you in different directions.
Right.
And but we need to be in verse 5. And besides this, giving all diligence to add to faith, to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to giving all diligence, not just part of the time, not just when it's convenient, when you're not busy, but we need to be giving all diligence,
yeah.
And adding and growing,
mm-hmm.
in the things of the Lord. In the things of the Lord. The redeemed need not live a life like this is all there is, this present time, this is all there is. The redeemed need to... We need to set our affections on the things above, not the things of this earth.
Amen.
We must give all diligence. We must be daily seek to give all diligence to add and to grow. verses 5 through 8, beside this, give all diligence to add to your faith virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, patience godliness, to godliness brotherly love, to brotherly love charity. If all these be in you and abound, they'll make you where you shall neither be barren or unfruitful in knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we see we need to not only to possess all these, but we need to abound in them, to overflow in us. So those that we come into contact with can see something different in us than they see in the world. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 16:17, 6:17, wherefore will come out from among them and be you separate.
There you go.
We're not supposed to fit in. We're not supposed to look like the world, act like the world, dress like the world.
Amen.
We're supposed to be exact opposite. We should stand out. They should see the difference in us.
That's it.
And when they see this difference in us, and they ask, it gives us the opportunity. It gives us the opportunity to witness to them. It gives us, I remember in times past, somebody asking me, said, you work 6 days a week, and you want to spend your only day off going to church. I said, there's no place I'd rather be.
Amen.
They don't understand because it's not been opened up to them.
That's right.
But we do need to stand out. We need to. We don't need to fit in. We need to be different. And I know we just touched the highlights of this morning. Didn't crack the surface on it. We wanted to look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. Wherefore, I would not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and you be established in this present truth. But I thank you as long as I'm in this tabernacle, stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Though you know them and be established in this present truth, Apostle Peter felt it needful to always keep us in remembrance.
Amen.
To stir them. I believe we stirred on a regular basis. I guess lost people thought we were forgetful people, as we see all through the Bible with in the Old Testament, the difference they got with the Lord done for them. It didn't take very long, and they'd stray away. And I believe we need to be stirred on a regular basis, because not only do we need to be established, and then we need to be abounding in these things.
Amen.
Yeah. If we're going to grow and abound in these things, we will we have to be diligent, not like so many people we see today that they think if they do a Sunday morning service once or twice a month, they've done some kind of great service to the Lord. But
right.
I don't believe that people will be seeing diligent and abounding in these things that we're looking at this morning, that they think they've done enough, that they don't seek a life to serve the Lord, to grow, to be diligent. And that's where I've failed myself several times, is in fall short. You seek to be diligent, but the things of the world distract you and pull you to the side and take up too much of your time. And if we're not diligent to set time aside for the Lord and to spend time in prayer to Him and spend time feeding on His Word, I know that I'm not, I don't miss many meals. I feed the flesh on a regular basis. Well, we need to feed on the Lord's Word on a regular basis too. And if not, we'll be weak, just like the flesh. If you don't feed the flesh, it's going to get weak.
You're right.
On the Lord's Word, we're going to get weak. And like the Apostle Peter, we need to always put our children, our grandchildren, our family, those we come in contact to, in constant remembrance, always bring them to remembrance of these things. As it tells us in Deuteronomy 6:5, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Thou shalt talk to them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
Amen.
We need to be diligent in teaching them to our children. in all the ways it describes her in this verse, not just, you know, part-time, or we need to be diligent. When we walk us by the way, when we rise down, when we rise us up. My dad was a quiet man. We was poor, never had a whole lot, but he had love for the Lord.
Amen.
And I remember several times growing up that he would look at me and say, "You see what the Lord's done here? You see what the Lord has took this situation, turned it around." And at that time, it didn't mean that much to me, but as I look back on it, as I got older, it was a testimony to me, the way he handled things and the way that his love for the Lord led him to live life.
He had.
Pleasing unto the Lord. We had an elder in the church who was a member at that time, and he bought a piece of equipment we had, and or it's actually my dad's, and burned it up. And he knew that he'd done it. He just hit it and brought it back, and it was a real struggle for us at the time. And I didn't understand it. You know, I was worked up about it. But my dad never said a whole lot about it. But a year or two later, it was quite a while, the Lord used the same man to bless my dad four times over what it cost to fix that piece of equipment.
Amen.
And I remember him looking at me and saying, "See what the Lord's done here? See what he's, how he's turned us around?" And as I get older and have more years behind me as I've got in front of me, I want to my children and grandchildren to be able to have these things. I wasn't their remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
I thank the Lord that he gave me parents to not only raise me in church, but to have Bible study at home, to live a life that we could see their love and their service to the Lord. And I hope that if you look in verse 14, "I know shortly that I must put off this tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. But moreover, after I will endeavor that after they may be uttered, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance." And that's what my desire would be, that after I'm gone, that they could look back on and bring back to their remembrance things that that I look back in my life and see that my dad done, and the way that he handled things, and
Amen.
His service to the Lord is a great blessing to me now, a lot more now than it was when it happened. Because we look back on it and we can see his faith, and hopefully build off that, and bring to remembrance of things that it's helped us in a growing faith and adding to the things that we've seen mentioned here in these verses. And we have to, it told us here, verse 5, we must give all diligence to add to grow. Mm-hmm. The Lord didn't just save us to sit in one pew. The Lord has got work for us to do.
Amen.
He intends for you to grow in his word and to be a useful vessel. I know this has been a short lesson, and I jumped around some, and it's hard to get to chasing rabbits. But I hope it's been a blessing to you. I hope
Amen.
The Lord has given you something out of this morning. And with that thought, we'll close.
Amen.
Yeah.